From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. For thousands of years, humans have found shelter in lava tubes. In the future, they may do the same on the moon. A lava tube is a cave. It forms when lava flowing in a channel forms a crust on the upper surface that's exposed to cooler air. The crust insulates the lava below, which gets superheated and melts a deeper tube-shaped channel as lava continues to flow through it. When the lava runs out, it leaves a tunnel. In places with lots of volcanic activity, there are networks of lava tubes, some of them miles long. Openings to the surface, called skylights, let in rain and sun, and have made the lava tubes habitable cave environments for wandering humans for millennia. Scientists have evidence that the Moon and Mars also have lava tubes, which could be perfect locations for potential future human colonies, sheltered from cosmic rays and meteorites. In these lower gravity settings, lava tubes should be much wider and taller than on Earth. So large, in fact, that they could hold an entire colony. Lava tube networks could also provide routes for roads and perhaps lead to reservoirs of water ice. For these reasons, future missions to the Moon and Mars will use ground-penetrating radar to search for lava tubes. And if humans one day colonize space, they may start in shelters like those that protected their ancient ancestors on Earth, lava tubes. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.